the same page. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Defense leaders meeting at a U.S. airbase in Germany, not able to bridge gaps so far on giving Ukraine something it desperately wants, Leopard tanks.
I was pleased to announce another major round of U.S. security assistance designed to meet Ukraine's urgent battlefield requirements.
And while that does not include tanks, U.S. Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says it does include Stryker armored vehicles for the first time. Poland has pledged 14 Leopard tanks on the condition that other countries also supply them. Russia warning of negative consequences if Western tanks are sent. Three active duty members of the U.S. military now face misdemeanor charges over the Capitol riot. Newly filed court papers detailing the case and their arrests this week, including a Marine who posted messages about civil war and a rigged election. A Marine Corps spokesman says they're aware of the allegations and fully cooperating. An annual abortion protest in D.C. being held for the first time since last year's overturning of Roe versus Wade.
You are showing us and giving us hope that the young people of America support life, defend life, are here to march for life.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says pro-choice advocates continue their fight over state efforts to expand abortion restrictions. Finger-pointing over spending as Republicans push for cuts now that the U.S. has hit its borrowing limit.
Republicans not putting Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security on the table. Still, they're saying that all the spending signed by the President Biden over the past 24 months is the exact issue. The President signed $5.8 trillion in new spending since coming into office. Some of that with Republican help, most of it without.
Fox Business as Edward Lawrence at the White House, which says it will not negotiate on the debt ceiling. The Treasury has steps underway to avoid defaults, perhaps until early June. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The former president and his attorney are being fined over a lawsuit against perceived political enemies.
Saying the lawsuit against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and nearly three dozen other people, quote, should never have been brought, U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks has ordered former President Donald Trump and one of his lawyers to pay nearly $1 million in sanctions. The Florida federal judge issued a scathing ruling saying, quote, no reasonable lawyer would have filed it and that it was intended for a political purpose. Others named in the suit filed by Trump lawyer Alina Haba include former FBI Director James Comey and the Democratic National Committee. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In a separate case before the same judge, Trump's lawyers filing a motion today to dismiss a lawsuit accusing New York's attorney general of politically motivated allegations against him. A class action lawsuit accuses the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services of wrongfully incarcerating hundreds of children in its care.
The suit claims the Illinois DCFS has refused for years to find housing for kids who've been freed from custody on a judge's order. Lawyer Russell Ainsworth saying that most of the kids suffered from abuse prior to being taken into DCFS care, and that they're now suffering even more trauma by being kept locked up in jail.
Solution is very simple. We need more homes for children. The legislature has said DCFS can spend whatever money it needs in order to house children.
DCFS in a statement throwing the blame at previous administrations and says it's working to find appropriate and safe settings for the children as quickly as possible. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Google's parent company becomes the latest tech giant to slash jobs, laying off 12,000 workers. It's not rattling Wall Street, though. Right now, the Dow's up 110 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.